Ideas on how the brain might perceive a flow of time lead us firmly into the territory of neuropsychology. But Washington University's Kathleen McDermott is waiting there to meet us. She studies how people can imagine possible future scenarios and how the brain processes involved are similar to those we use when we remember the past. Speaking at the FQXI interdisciplinary meeting on the nature of time, McDermott explained her brain imaging experiments to Zia and how they help her to understand mental time travel.
Well, mental time travel is a term that Endel Tolving has been using to describe how we both remember events in our past and how we can also envision potential future events as they might unfold in the future.
So those are two very different experiences. I mean, I can always tell the difference between whether I'm sort of remembering something from the past or whether I'm trying to imagine something that's going to happen in the future. How do you sort of quantify that difference? How have you been trying to do that experimentally?
Well, we use functional magnetic resonance imaging, or functional MRI, to look at people's brains as they're both trying to remember events from their past and envision potential events that could unfold in the future.
Before you started your experiment, what results did you expect to find?
Well, we expected to find regions that were preferentially active both for remembering and for envisioning the future. In our first study, we had 21 healthy young adults undergoing brain scans while they used a cue, like birthday party, to either remember a specific event in their personal past, to envision a potential event in their future, or to think about another person engaged in such an event. And then we just compared activity amongst the three conditions, and we showed that there's these profound similarities between remembering ourselves in the past and envisioning in the future. Regions that are important for remembering are equally active when we envision potential future scenarios. So when we think about ourselves in time, it seems as though we may be calling upon a single core capacity in order to either go backwards or forwards in time.
So what does that mean in terms of the way we sort of process or plan or think about the future compared with when we think about the past?
Well, what seems to happen is that we call upon our memories in order to piece together potential future episodes. And this fits really well with the neuropsychological literature, which started all this thinking, in which it was observed by Endel Tolving that a patient named KC, not only can he not remember a single episode from his entire life, but he also cannot envision himself in the future. In any kind of personal event that might take place with himself in the future, he just completely draws a blank. And he says it's the same sort of blankness as when he's trying to recollect but cannot.
So people who have lost their past memory have difficulty imagining what the future might be like. So as a psychologist, how do you feel about the question of whether or not time is real or is an illusion from what you've seen?
Well, subjective time is very real. So as you mentioned, that we can readily distinguish between cases in which we're remembering or envisioning the future. And with that in mind, it's hard for me to think about the possibility that time is actually not real, although this meeting has been particularly interesting and opening my eyes to a number of questions that I had never even pondered.
That was Kathleen McDermott chatting to Zia.